Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Hannah Hidalgo is one step closer to being named the best defensive player in the country. The Notre Dame freshman point guard was named a Naismith Defensive Player of the Year finalist yesterday, one of just four players across the country to make the exclusive cut. A winner will be announced ahead of the Final Four in the first week of April. Hidalgo has more steals than anyone else in the country with 147. The two-seed Irish begin tournament play this Saturday at 2:15 against 15-seed Kent State, the winner taking on the victor of 7-seed Ole Miss versus 10-seed Marquette, which will tip off 30 minutes after the Irish and Golden Flashes at Purcell Pavilion. You'll be able to hear the Irish take on Kent State Saturday afternoon starting at 2 o'clock on Live 99.9. For the second straight year, Purdue's Zach Edey is the unanimous headliner for the AP Men's College Basketball All-America team. The 7'4", 300-pound senior topped all 62 ballots from AP Top 25 poll voters. The reigning AP National Player of the Year claimed all 58 votes last year. Edey leads the country in scoring at 24.5 points and ranks third in rebounding. Purdue awaits the winner of tonight's Montana State Grambling matchup. You'll be able to hear that game Friday as part of Westwood One's coverage of March Madness here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Grambling in Montana State tips off at 6:40 tonight, followed by Colorado versus Boise State.
Here comes Howard. Town steps back, goes to Hairston.
No
left
foul.
Wing three, left it short. Rebound Dockery with 5 seconds. Hairston great on three. He was bumped. Kick out Dockery. Three on the way. No, it's short. Three chances for Howard, and that's the buzzer. Wagner survives.
Audio from Westwood One. Wagner kicked off March Madness with its first NCAA tournament win in program history, getting 21 points from Melvin Council Jr. and holding off a late rally by Howard to win 71-68. Joel Scott had 23 points and 11 rebounds as Colorado State won an NCAA tournament game for the first time in 11 years, blowing out Virginia 67-42. In a significant move that could continue to alter the rapidly shifting landscape of college sports, Clemson filed a lawsuit against the ACC yesterday that portends its exit from the league. Clemson asks in the suit for a declaration that the ACC would not own the rights to Clemson's games, quote, after Clemson ceases to be a member of the ACC, unquote. Clemson also wants the ACC exit fee, three times the conference's operating budget, an estimated $140 million, ruled as an unenforceable penalty in violation of public policy. The total cost of the exit with the rights and the fee was cast as $572 million in Florida State's lawsuit, which was filed in late December. The Clemson lawsuit is the second one filed against the ACC in recent months. The College Football Playoff and ESPN have agreed to a new six-year, $7.8 billion contract that ensures the network will remain the sole media rights holder of the event through the 2031-32 season. ESPN, which has held the exclusive broadcast rights since the CFP began in 2015, will expand its package for the final 2 years of the current 12-year contract, which runs through the 25-26 season. The CFP is unveiling a 12-team format for the 24-25 season, and ESPN will add all four of the new first-round games to each year to the network's existing coverage of the New Year's Six Bowls, now the quarterfinals and semifinals, and the CFP National Championship game.
Sider drops it back to bring it to Kane. Kane's right in. Shooting one, turns it. He scores! Patrick Kane! Showtime! Does it again!
Audio from Bally Sports Detroit. Patrick Kane scored 48 seconds into overtime as the Detroit Red Wings rallied to beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-3. The Los Angeles Kings beat the Chicago Blackhawks 6-2. Former Notre Dame defensive lineman Romeo Okora announced on Instagram yesterday that he has retired from the NFL after 8 seasons, the last 6 spent with the Detroit Lions. Okwara appeared in 16 games for the Lions this past season, registering 9 tackles, 5 quarterback hits, and a pair of sacks. As a reliable part of the rotation, he was set to become a free agent.
Mostly sunny skies today, but breezy and cold. Temperatures are going to stay in the 30s. Wind chills will be in the teens and 20s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.